A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. It's harder to win back a brother offended than a strong city. Ain't that a trip? They used to fight for cities, right? They used to fight over cities to get control or to bring in peace with another city or something like that. And the book of Proverbs says, it's harder to win a brother offended than it is a strong city. I don't live in bitterness, and I don't live in unforgiveness, but I do hold a standard up, and if somebody throws you under the bus, or if somebody's messing with you, I cut them off and I don't look back. I don't care if it's a wife, an ex-wife, an ex-girlfriend. I don't care if it's a family member, a brother, a sister, a mama, a daddy. When you realize they're your enemy and they're not there for you, right? They're not your help. They're not going to help you, but they want you to help them. But when you realize they're your enemy, they gotta go. A man's enemy of his own household, right? They gotta go. No matter who they are. Friend, bloodline, whatever it is. And if you keep letting them back in, that's just stupidity. If they're bad mouthing you, steal, kill, and destroy, if they're trying to keep you around to rescue them, but they never rescue you. You know, they don't have your back. This is the real world, people. This is not a game. So if you marry somebody and they don't have your back, that ain't much of a marriage, is it? They're not loyal to you, and they're loyal to their mama, their daddy, and everybody else before they are their own spouse. That's not a marriage. That's an arrangement. And it's an arrangement for them. It's a narcissistic arrangement for them. They want you to die for them, sacrifice for them, spend for them. And they never give back. I've seen it. They won't even cook and clean. I've seen them try it on. Boot them to the curb. Well, you're mean. No, you're mean. Want your cake and eat it. If you want your cake and eat it too, you're mean. If you want your cake and eat it too, you're mean. Now go do it with somebody else. Somebody else is foolish enough to put up with it. Let them handle it. Let them get tired of it, because they'll get tired of it eventually. They're not going to tell you that. That's what they believe, and they walk away and they do the duper's delight. Duper's delight. They got their cake and eat it too, don't they? And they stick their tongue out of their cheek because they duped you. They walk down the aisle and get married to you and they stick that tongue out. Oh, I got him now. Oh, yeah? Well, we'll see how long that lasts. I got him now. Wrong. In another universe, maybe. Not in this one. In a parallel universe, but not this one. But I'm going to tell the preacher on you. Tell him. He's a legalistic Jezebel himself. Tell him. He don't have to live with you. Go live with them and see if they see how long they'll put up with you. They won't put up with you that long. They won't put up with you as long as I did. You can't save people. You can't save your spouse. You can't save your family. You can't save your friends, some of your friends. You can't save anybody. Only Jesus can. So if they pull that card where, well, you got to save me, you got to take care of me, you got to do this, and I ain't got to do nothing but believe on Jesus. I ain't got to pay taxes. I can just sit in the woods somewhere and eat grass and hunt some squirrels or rabbits or something. eat some grasshoppers and crickets. You gotta do nothing. But trust Jesus. Believe on Jesus. Love my neighbor as myself. What? I said, would you just sound like you contradict? No, I didn't. Love my neighbor as myself. As myself. Would you treat yourself bad? No. Will you let your neighbor treat you bad? Over and over? No. You put the boundaries up. If they keep crossing boundaries, that's because they're trying to make you a copy of them. They want you to cross boundaries. And then when you cross boundaries, they can throw you in jail. It's all a game. It's a mind game. It's a reverse psyop like you ain't never seen. And that's the flesh creature. The flesh creature can't think right. They try to do right, but they can't. It's just like Wile E. Coyote. If Wile E. Coyote tried to do right, he couldn't do right. He can't be a Dudley Do-Right. He's Wile E. Coyote. He can't do right. He might want to, but he just can't. Because the demon takes him over. The flesh mind. That's why a lot of people say, well, why did it look fine before I got married? Because they thought they could do it. They thought they could do right. They thought they could be a good wife or a good spouse or whatever. But they couldn't because it ain't in them. They don't have it. They don't know what right is. How can somebody do right when they don't even know what right is? The only reason they know what right is because they just follow what somebody else told them. They don't really know what right and wrong is. Not anymore. They used to. People don't know right and wrong anymore because they're ignorant of the truth. You ask them, quote one proverb. What's Proverbs? They don't even know what the book of Proverbs is. They don't even know what Proverbs is. You talk about ridiculous. That policeman, he contradicted himself. I said, let's think about that. He stepped in my face like he's trying to provoke me. He wanted me to push him or something so he could put me in jail. I said, let's think about this. Are you saying you're smarter than me? Yeah, I'm smarter than you. Because you ain't thinking. You could be smart, but you don't want to be smart. You want to be stupid. Some crazy people in this world, I'm telling you. Well, you got to do this. No, I ain't got to do nothing. But believe on Jesus. You can't talk to me that way. Yeah, I can, if you need to hear it. Nobody ever talked to me like that. That's because you're spoiled rotten. That's what's wrong with you. Nobody's ever called you out on your stupidity and your insanity and your rebellion and your witchcraft and your manipulation and your drugging and your drinking. Nobody's ever called you out on it. And your lies, and that's a big one right there. David said he won't have no liar in his house or in his face. Amen, David. Thank you for writing that. And I follow that. No liar in my face, and no liar in my house, and no liar in my earshot. Period. How do you yoke up with the worldling? You can't, because everything they say is worldly wisdom. And what's worldly wisdom? Lies. Upside down lies. How can you yoke up with a liar? The world, all they think about is the world, the flesh, and pride of life, and everything they say is some kind of, all they can say is some kind of, something they heard on a sitcom, you know, something they heard Jessica Jones say, or The Friends on TV or something. They can't think for themselves. They just repeat like a parrot. Soundbite. That's what I was looking. All they can do is give you a soundbite. They have no logic.
The word logic is logos. They can't give you anything but a soundbite from something they heard from somebody else because they don't have the ability to logically deduce truth. It's not in them. Worldly wisdom, they don't have any truth. How can you yoke up? How can you marry one of them? If they don't have any truth, how can you raise your children with them? How can you even do your bank account with them? How can you do anything with them? They don't have any truth. They're in delusions. They're in lies. There's nothing that they say that makes any sense. If they say it, it's just they say something they heard or read to get attention. They're lost. And if they've been lost for 30, 40, 50, 30, you know, whatever it is, 20, 30, 40, you know, it's easy to get saved probably in your teens and 20s, but then when you start hitting 30-something, it's harder to get saved. 40 is harder. When somebody's 60 or 70, how do they get saved? They've learned to survive by manipulation. I recorded this old guy. This was about 8 years ago. I got it on YouTube. I had the video of it. This old guy pulled over and hit this girl. And they pulled over. He got out of the car. Why'd you hit me? She said, I didn't. He said, yes, you did. I said, sir, you hit her. I got it on video. Oh, you're working together. You set me up. No, I don't know this woman. Y'all are working together. So she hit me. No, it's on video. So he was gaslighting her, trying to make her admit that she hit him, and he tried to change reality. 65-year-old man, or 70, or however. Because why? Because he's lived that's how all he knows. He's lived that way his whole life. He can't change. The pattern is set. He's got grooves in his mind. He can't stop lying because he's lied his whole life. Do you understand? You can't yoke up with those kind.